Good morning, everyone. It is a lovely, hot, already sunny Saturday morning. Just thought I'd post this quick audio boo as a bit of a kind of look back on yesterday's social media picnic at George Orwell's grave. It was a great day. The weather was exactly the same as it is today, so it was boiling hot. Sun was out. But the best thing was meeting all the people who came along as well. There were five, six of us in total, I think. Some who I've never met any of them before, let's put it that way. But some who I know through Twitter, Audioboo, or feel I know through Twitter, Audioboo, and other social media streams. And some who I've never met before and don't know through any of those channels. And I think that's the, as I think was said in some of the audio boos that were recorded yesterday, you know, we all turned up, many of us, to attend something that there's a fair chance that people we'd never met before were going to be there, or we only know online. And you kind of think, actually, isn't that what your mother always told you not to do? Or probably not, because in my day, my mother had never heard of social media, hadn't really ever heard of the internet until I was in my early 20s, so anyway, I digress. It was really great to meet everyone, put proper faces to names rather than video images or voice recordings. But it was strange because a couple of the people who turned up, UK cameraman and Hedgewitch, for some reason I follow on Audioboo, but until yesterday wasn't following on Twitter. So I didn't really know them through Twitter, but I've obviously listened to their Audioboos. And the freaky thing was, when they turned up, I thought, I know that voice. And Hedgewitch in particular, I thought, I know exactly who you are. So that was strange and nice, both at the same time. Who else was there? Documentally was there, who I think probably was the person I knew best through social media. We'd never met before. We've kind of exchanged Twitters and DMs and so on and so forth over, God, probably the last 2 or 3 years, I guess. And it was the first time we met yesterday, so it's really good to finally meet him and put, a proper face to the name. And as a UK cameraman, and this is where my names and Twitter handles are going to completely fail me. It's a bit like, it's a bit like a game for the Krypton Factor. Match the Twitter name with the real name. And I'm trying to pad and fill just so that I can remember. Paul is UK cameraman, I think. Sorry, Paul, UK cameraman, or whatever your real name is, if I've completely got that wrong. But UK cameraman was there. Hedgewitch, who, oh, again, here, yeah, my brain needs a transplant. Amanda, I think. Fellow creative, Carl. And On Me Jack, who is Steve, I think, in real life. But as I say, everyone was there. As I say, never met any of them before in real life. And only a few knew through Twitter, social media, but we probably had between us more tech than you could shake a stick at. It was quite interesting, the number of iPhones, iPads, laptops, more, you know, enough cables probably to string round the world 2 or 3 times, and solar panels and all sorts, Wi-Fi. I think we had probably about 3 Wi-Fi or MiFis between us, which we didn't really need. One would have done, but you know, hey, what the hell, get geeks together and you know, there's all that tech and what can I say. So yeah, loads of technology and some really great conversation, and some jokes that are probably unrepeatable but very, very funny. And we had a few hours together, had a great time. And something I would definitely do again, probably next year. It's you know, it's a day off, booked off work, which you know, don't get many days off, and you kind of want to do good things with them, you know, go on holiday and things like that. And, you know, you normally end up booking them off for DIY and moving house. And but, you know, I booked one off in preparation for this a while ago, and I'm really pleased that I did. It would have been very easy to kind of just leave it until the beginning of the week and then think, oh, well, I don't know, you know, I've got loads of work to do, which I have. No, I'm not going to bother. I'll, you know. But because I think, because I booked the day off ahead of time and had planned it a little bit in the sense of, you know, working out where the place was and so on and so forth. So for me, it was well worth going. I've really enjoyed myself. I would definitely recommend anybody who's listening to this who didn't make it this year for whatever reason, you know, just go. You know, but obviously tell someone where you're going and be very careful when you talk to strangers. And, you know, I'm joking. I don't at any point yesterday feel that there was anything of issue there at all. It was a really great day, some really nice people, and I will definitely do it again, hopefully next year, or if I can get my finger out and organise something, as I keep talking about on socialmediapicnics.postrus.com, more locally for me, which would be great because I don't have to go so far, but hopefully, you know, other people would be interested in going to something like that. So I don't know how long I've been rambling for, but probably I'm about to get cut off by the time limit on Audioboo. So I'm just going to say, great day yesterday, nice to meet everyone. Real apologies if I've got all your names wrong, sorry. And I'll catch you again soon. Take care now, bye bye.